Good morning. I'm Senator Chris Langer from District 25 in Del Rapids. I'm the Senate Majority Leader. Thank you for having us today.
Good morning, everyone. Representative Lee Kwom, House Majority Leader from District 21. Glad to be here and look forward to your questions.
State Senator Jim Boland, District 16, southeastern South Dakota. Looking forward to your questions today.
Is that bothering you?
Representative Arch Beal, District 12, House Majority, what do you call it? Assistant Majority Leader. Thank you.
Can you all just give us a preview of what you see upcoming next week?
Lots of bills. You know, it's been kind of slow with things happening, and I think there's been an awful lot of activity around LRC, and so I think there's a lot of bills have started to drop, and I think there's going to be a lot more next week as well.
Follow up on that. Anything in particular that you're hearing from your membership in caucus, what we should look for in terms of legislation? Unlimited bill deadline today?
I'm not hearing anything specific. Just I think we will see more bills dropped now that the people have heard the budget address and getting kind of settled into session.
Yeah, I would agree with Leader Langer, what she said. I haven't heard anything specific. You know, there's just a lot of people doing a lot of different things as far as one general theme. I don't think there is, so everybody's kind of got their own thing going right now.
Yeah, and I just add to that, I think that now that we have the governor's budget address has been presented, the budget's been presented, then I think there will be people studying that and then perhaps bringing bills that many of them might go to appropriations to try to divert funds to their own particular priorities. I would think that would be something that would probably happen.
I guess thoughts on the governor's budget, and are you guys giving any direction to appropriations at this point?
I would say we are at a stage where our appropriators are digging into the different areas of the governor's budget address and comparing and contrasting those to the ideas of the Senate caucus. So, yeah, we're looking at it, and I think for the most part, very pleased with what the governor brought forward. Obviously, we're going to have some different ideas, but for the most part, very pleased.
I would agree with that. Our appropriators are, you know, we saw the numbers, we saw the percentage, we saw all this kind of stuff. Okay, now what does that translate? What does that really mean? How does it affect the issues that we're talked about? So that's what we're trying to dig into now and really get the answers there and see if this is where people want to be, if it's more, if it's less. You know, that's kind of where we're at on that stuff.
And I would tend to agree with both the two previous speakers and just add one thing. I think there is still a high priority for many members to emphasize the nursing home situation. I think that is a priority for many people, and I think they liked what the governor had presented, and they will be seeking to maybe enhance that to at least some degree.
JP from KORN News Radio in Mitchell. Could you give us your thoughts regarding any type of possible funding?
Jim, can you please hold?
Yeah.
you guys had a lot of national issues in your first couple weeks that you guys were debating with, like, the border wall and things like that. And just wondering if you're expecting more of that going into the session and kind of walk me through why you guys have those types of debates when there's kind of state-level issues going on.
I'll answer that if I could. You know, the first couple of weeks of the session, there's just not very many bills been filed, and you're going to there's stuff is going to try to move through the pipeline. It used to be that we had unlimited resolutions anytime in the session. About 5-6 years ago, when I was in the House of Representatives, we did pass a rule that said you could only have 4 resolutions during the legislative session, and 3 of them had to be filed in the first 2 weeks. So the first couple weeks of the session is really when, if you want to have talk about some of these national issues, that's by far the best time to do it. And I would not anticipate that we would continue on that frame. We would, you know, the emphasis now is clearly, now that we have the budget, it's clearly going to be on the state issues. But in the first couple weeks, I think it's, you know, there's just not a lot on the floor. There's not a lot of issues that have really come through the process, and so I think that's probably the best time to maybe evaluate some of those national issues, which clearly are in the forefront of the minds of many people all across the country.
Did the caller have a question?
Yes. Regarding your thoughts on any possible funding for pre-K education in the upcoming budget year.
Well, thank you. I would say that is probably not going to happen for this session. In my legislative district, we have the Alcester School District, and they have a pre-K program there. But I just like to emphasize it's locally organized, locally managed, locally funded, and that's what I would. That is kind of my philosophy about pre-K education. So I would not see any state funding for that program being advanced in this legislative session.
Thank you.
Specific to Senator Boland, we saw your Fairness and Competition Bill, commonly called the Transgender Bill, this session. It failed to get out of committee. Are you planning to bring that again, or is the issue now done, or where are we at with that?
Well, the bill was defeated in committee. We had a good debate, a very dignified discussion, and we'll just have to wait and see where we go for the future. I wouldn't hesitate. I would just leave it at that for the present time. But there won't be any. I'm not going to bring any other bills on the subject for this session. That's for sure.
There's been a lot of work being done on the mental health issues, and just wondering, you know, South Dakota is one of only a handful of states that allow jails to be used for the mental health holds, and just wondering if you think the work being done on the mental health issues will move the state away from that practice.
I guess I can take that one. You know, we've done a lot of work with our Mental Health Access Interim Committee, and that is one of the things that we've looked at, how to utilize our jails better, how to actually help people, realizing that that's really not a helpful place for them to be in. So you will see we passed a bill that will allow for some legislative task forces to really do a deep dive into each of the different areas of mental health and access, prevention, how can we best serve people, maybe some regionalization as far as some facilities, that kind of thing. So you'll see some stuff advancing forward. I'm not sure that we're ready to have legislation that will actually solve the issue right now, but that is definitely a priority.
The governor mentioned last week having the lieutenant governor have a discussion about firearms legislation and permitless concealed carry, and then the Senate passed the permitless concealed carry bill. Is that going to just keep going through the process, or are you all in negotiations to find something that works better for law enforcement to get something signed? Can you talk about that?
Well, we had one meeting to discuss it, you know, bringing all the parties there to discuss. We're going to keep moving forward with the one that passed out of the Senate. It's scheduled for House State Affairs on Monday. I just put it on the calendar today. So we're keeping moving forward with it.
I guess along the lines of the mental health issue, the governor called for a mental health court in Minnehaha County. I know Pennington County has been using one for about 25 days, but she said she's pleased with the results. I guess, is support for mental health court in Minnehaha County, do you guys support that kind of funding?
I do support that. I think if we can figure out ways to help people, that's our goal. And we really know that our mental health system is in crisis. We need to do a better job. I think the governor will definitely have a lot of support behind that.
And I would agree with the leader's position there. I support that, definitely support that aspect of the governor's budget. I'm hoping that court would, I think it'd be in both Minnehaha and Lincoln County, would definitely be appropriate. And certainly we hope that can be included in the final budget of the state.
Well, I would have to agree on the House side as well that's something that we're definitely supportive of. We're set, like the leader Langer asserted, we're going to set up some more task forces. Mental health is such a huge issue. I mean, when we set up the task force last year, just the scope of it was incredible, and we knew at that point that it was going to be very difficult in one session to get anything figured out. And they had some great meetings. But now that we've got going to set up five different task forces, well, I think they can actually pick very specific ideas and subjects and really, get some good things accomplished.
Can you tell us what's happening with presumptive probation? It was one of the earliest bills that was introduced. Nothing has happened with it, and the governor didn't include any money for new prisons in her budget, so she's talked about cost and concerns there. So do you know what's going to happen with that bill?
Honestly, I do not. We really haven't had any discussions. I have not heard, not seen the bill, not heard much about it at all. So I do know that there will be a significant fiscal impact on that. So it'll be interesting to see where that goes.
Did you want to ask a question? Aside from funding, I guess, what else can be done in terms of the nursing home situation in the state?
I think the governor talked about in her budget address that we need to look at a different model for a lot of these places. People aren't necessarily wanting the same facilities that have been around for several decades. They're getting, obviously they're not nice facilities in some cases for people to reside in. So I think changing that model of care, incentivizing those that are doing it right, and really making it appealing to have your loved one there. I think picturing your own parents being there or yourself being there is going to be part of the process, and really, really wanting them to succeed, and those that are doing it right, incentivize them to keep doing what they're doing, and find some different ways to make that care the best that we can.
Just wondering, we've heard there's a new dress code policy, and just wondering what the purpose of that is and how it's being enforced.
Well, I'm pretty sure nobody knows about it. I put this together for the House caucus, and it's something that I saw back when I was my first year here. We had that out there, and the last couple of years we haven't done anything about it. I'm just surprised what a big deal the dress code made. It's just talking about professional dress. That's all it's talking about. And there's some other things in there that I thought people might not like, but I never dreamed the dress code was going to be one of them. We're just talking about professional dress. That's all it is. And I just took the papers that I got when I was a freshman legislature, redid it for us, added a couple little things, and the dress code, I never changed. That's what it was 6 years ago. So I'm sure Leader Langer hasn't even seen it, because it's just on the House side where it came out, and I'm shocked at the dress code is such a big thing. I don't know what else to say about that.
Do you have any questions from any of the callers on the phones?
Can you give us an update regarding the dispute between Ms. Taylor and Speaker Haugard?
It's been settled.
Can you give us details?
No, I have not visited with the speaker about the details, so I don't know any details. But I do know it's settled.
Could I just bump back to the professional attire? You mentioned there were other things in there that you thought would get more attention aside from the dress code. So what were those other things that you thought might get more attention?
I can't even tell you right offhand. And if anybody wants to see it, this is not a secret by any means. If anybody wants to see it, I'm perfectly willing to hand it out to anybody. It's not a big deal. It just talks about professionalism, treating people with respect. We have a lot of different opinions out there. And that really gets down to Ms. Taylor and the whole thing. Just treat people with respect how you'd want to be treated. That's what we want to do. A degree of professionalism. That's what we want to do. And so that's what that whole document was basically about.
It was predicted earlier that the municipal, rural, electric different views might be somewhat fun to watch this year. As of last night, that sounds like they'll be settled, or at least talked about other than in bills. What else do you predict might be really worth watching this year?
Well, back to your previous comment, I'm not sure that it's completely settled yet. I think we might still be seeing that. I know they've delayed the hearing on that for a couple weeks, but trying to get people to come to the table and make some sort of agreement, but we may be seeing that back again. As far as other really big topics, I guess I'm not aware of. We'll see a variety of different topics for sure.
You know, until you see all the bills, you really don't have any idea what a big topic might be. You know, and obviously, as leaders, we haven't been privy to everything that's out there. Sometimes we're the last to know on a lot of different situations. So, you know, a week from now, we'll probably have a pretty good idea what we got to deal with. We might be better able to answer that question then.
And I'll just say the other, you know, another issue that I don't think is really controversial, but how it will be worked out was, again, the emphasis on civics education, which there are numerous bills on that topic that are circulating and will be dropped. It's clearly a desire of the governor to make some changes in that area as far as schools are concerned. How that will all be brought together with school districts, the Department of Education, interested parties, I think that's going to be I wouldn't use the word controversial, but it will be an important subject for the session, and clearly it's one of the priorities of the new governor. So I would just say keep open to all the different possibilities there. I know there was a bill passed just this morning in House Ed on a voluntary civics program, so just keep aware of that.
We have two bills regarding abortion that are going to get a hearing this morning from Senate Health and Human Services, Senate Bill 6 and 72. Have your caucuses discussed both of these, and what are your stances?
My caucus has not discussed those, so I'm not. Typically, we don't discuss bills until they come out of committee. So unless there's something somebody has a specific question on, but we have not discussed that yet.
Let's go back to the phones. Do we have any questions?
We have not discussed it at all. We wait to see if it comes. If it's worthy of discussion, we wait to see what we get. You know, if it's a Senate bill. So no, we have not either.
Questions from callers on the phones?
Senator Boland, your special education task force bill came out of committee today, or this week. Governor Noem ran on a platform that there are no new task forces. Do you fear a veto on something like that?
Well, anything's possible. I was pleased with the strong vote we had in the Senate yesterday. This is coming from the task force. I was vice chair of that task force. I think clearly one of the big issues as far as education, not only in South Dakota but across the country, is the increasing demand for special education services. In fact, there was a very large article in the Minneapolis paper on Sunday, which I happened to pick up, which talked about the issue in Minnesota and then expanded on it, emphasizing it across the country. We heard the same testimony when the bill was brought before the Senate Ed Committee this last week. So we're just going to have to wait and see. In some fashion, in some form, special education, the increasing numbers and the funding source for special education in South Dakota and in many other areas of the country will be a compelling educational issue in the next few years. And how we solve that, there probably can be a number of different avenues that can be brought forward to seek to solve that, but it is not sufficient to say that we can ignore it. We have to work on it and seek some solutions there. So whether it's the task force recommendation that came from the summer study, whether it's another form or fashion, we'll have to wait and see. I think what the summer study proposed was actually a very good idea, and we'll just have to go from here.
So the rest of you think that the governor's idea that there will be no new task forces, do you think that kind of hamstrings you a little bit when you're trying to tackle a big issue, that you'd rather hand it over to a task force to get some ideas and work it forward?
You know, I think there's a big difference between legislative task forces and what the executive branch is talking about, in my mind. We're a separate branch of government, and sometimes we're going to have issues that we need to work on ourselves, and I think that's going to be looked at differently, in my opinion.
I think in a lot of instances, task force really don't accomplish a whole lot. You know, you spend a lot of money, and you talk a lot, and do you get things done? I don't know. We set up the legislative task forces, you know, the five mental health ones. That's coming from the legislature. That's how it's being funded. I don't know. I guess we'll have to see what happens. I think task forces can be very limited in their success.
If I might, I would just respectfully disagree with the good House leader. I can remember 5-6 years ago, I served on a task force that dealt with domestic violence issues, and we brought 7 bills to the legislature, and 6 of them were passed, and I think that it's made a significant improvement in our laws in regards to domestic violence. So, sure, there's some that perhaps don't work and don't accomplish much, but I know there's one, the one on domestic violence about 5 or 6 years ago, which I was a part of, I believe was very necessary and accomplished a lot. So it's we'll just leave it at that. Thank you.